Now God has at last made clear that He has willed to get today, that He done a second time, that He accomplished earlier. For earlier, after the passage of many years, when the holy icon suffered contempt and dishonor, He turned back the earth to Himself. Now, a second time, after a brief period of 30 years, weakness, He has restored to our unworthy selves freedom from vexation, the redemption of those who grieve, the reward proclamation of piety, the assurance of the veneration of icons, and the feast that bears to us all the saving gifts. For the icons we see, the Master suffering for our sake, the cross, the tomb, the hand is slain and destroyed, the martyrs' combats, their crowns, salvation itself, which the judge of the combat and the giver of the prize and the crowns have accomplished in the midst of the earth. Today we make festival on this holy day, and making merry together and rejoicing in prayers and litanies, we cry out in psalms and songs, for songs. Who is great like our God? You are God, who alone, great glorious, great wonder.
Who is so great, our God, as is our Lord? You are the Lord, who works wonders alone.
Those who confess the incarnate presence of God the Lord, by word, by mouth, in the heart, and in the mind, by writing and in icons, memory be eternal, memory be eternal. Those who know the difference in essence of the one and the same hypostasis of Christ, attitude to it, properties both, created and uncreated, visible and invisible, capable of suffering and beyond suffering, circumcised and uncircumcised, they ascribe to the divine essence uncreateness and the rest, while they acknowledge in the human nature the other qualities, including being circumcised, and are filled all this both in word and in images, may memory be eternal. Those who believe and proclaiming, preaching the words of the gospel in writings and in deeds, in forms, to gather together in a single duty, that includes both proclamation through words and sure confirmation of truth through icons, may memory be eternal. Those who sanctify their lips by word, and then those who hear them through the word, knowing and preaching that as the eyes of those who see are sanctified by the sacred icons, so the mind is led to the knowledge of God, just as they involve consecrated churches and sacred vessels and other holy treasures, memory be eternal. As the prophet saw, as the apostles taught, as the church has received, as the teachers express in dogma, as the inhabited world understands together with them, as great illuminates, as the truth makes clear, as error has been banished, as wisdom makes bold to declare, as Christ has assured, so we think, so we preach, so calling Christ, our true God, and His saints, in words, in writings, in thoughts, in sacrifices, in churches, in idols, worshipping and revering the One as God and Lord, and calling them, because of their common Lord, as those who are close to Him and serve Him and make it to them relative veneration. This is the faith of the apostles. This is the faith of the fathers. This is the faith of the Orthodox. This faith makes fast the inhabited world. These preachers of true religion we praise as brothers. And those who long to have their own fathers to the glory and honor to the true religion for which they stand and say, Germanos, Thorasis, Nikiforos, and Authorities. Truly high priest of God, who taught Orthodox and fought for his memory be upon them. Ignatius, Photius, Stephen, Anthony, and Nicholas, the most holy and Orthodox patriarchs, memory be eternal. These blessings have passed down from us, from them to us, as from fathers to sons, who are zealous for their piety and cares over them, the paladins who display the master's command. Therefore, as the community of piety publicly inflict of them the curse which they have brought on themselves, on those who accept of their on themselves. The Holy Trinity who glorify them, may their contents stand and teachings for the sake of the true religion to do the point of death. We entreat God that we may be guided and strengthened and begged that we may be sold to the imitators of their inspired way of life until the end by the piety and grace of the great and first high priest, Christ, who our true God, and the intersections of the only glorious Lady Mother and ever Virgin Mary, of the good angels and all the saints, Amen, all together the Creed. In English first, and then in Chinese and Russian.
I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, to whom all things were made, for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and was incarnated by the Holy Spirit, and the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under the Pontius Pilate, and he suffered and was buried. On the same day he rose from under the scriptures. He ascended to heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom will have no end. And in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who together with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke to the prophets, in one holy Catholic and apostolic church, and acknowledge all baptism for the forgiveness of sins, I expect the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
Распятого жены в Богом Тесном Граде, старавшись по a special present name of the same, the illustration of himself, Jesus Christ, show this man's up, the property of which is the silence of Jesus Christ, and yet, he was the last thing he would have done, sir. He delivers the power of which was the creation. He shall have a slight suggestion. He shall have some things for the name of the Son, and the Lord shall have a word. We can see Christ of all the apostles concerned. The Spirit of human creation of us are reigning in glory. Share us the same in the name of Jesus Christ, who is the Lord. Amen.
Και φωνάζω για τα δωρεά του Κυρίου Ιησού Χριστέ, ο Θεός, ο Λόγος, 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 ο Θεός, ο Λόγος